Let's start with prayer. Our God and Father, we're here on this Sunday morning, Lord, and we thank you so much for a beautiful day. But it's also a sad day if we look back on what happened some years back on 9/11. A lot of people lost their lives on this day just because some fanatics decided to take down a couple of buildings and attack the United States of America. Father God, I lift up all the people that were involved in that, and I just ask that you would just pour out a blessing on them today, that there were so many that helped and tried to clear the rubble and tried to save lives, and there's just so much stuff that went on that us being this far away probably never even realized. So I just lift every one of them up to you, Lord, and the people that lost loved ones in it, Lord, I lift them up to you also, that you would just touch them and bless them on this day. We just thank you ever so much. Lord, as we get ready to read from your word, I just ask that you administer to us, send your Holy Spirit, and just touch us anew and just draw us to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful morning. A little chilly there at first, but I like it. Well, I want to read some scripture today about Jesus. Jesus was here not just to die for us and be our Savior. He was also here to be an example for us. So the scriptures I'm going to read this morning are scriptures that I want to use as an example. And I'm going to start in Matthew. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need baptized by you. And do you come to me?'" Could you imagine if you were John? You know, here's Jesus wanting to get baptized by John. I could see that, like, man, I ain't worthy. Well, why would you ask me to do this? But Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." So God was pleased with Jesus. And one of the reasons he was pleased with him, because Jesus did what he was supposed to do. And him being baptized was one of the things that we're supposed to do. I mean, if we look at the example that Jesus is for us, you know, he came to this earth. He was born a baby just like any other baby. He grew up. And when it came time to do his ministry, he didn't just start. He came and was baptized. So similar, I mean, very similar to what we're supposed to do. Now, we're obviously not God. We're just people. So we have to make a decision for Christ first, where he is Christ. So we make a decision for Christ. Once we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and fills us. Once we do that, we're asked to be baptized. So we should do that just like Jesus did. But what happens next? I mean, is that the end of it? And no, it's not. Let's read on. It says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry." The devil tries to attack him. Of course, he doesn't do it right away. The devil's very smart. We think, you know, we always picture this thing, this red thing with a pitchfork and some, you know, horns running around, where I don't think he's that dumb. He looks like whatever works to draw you away from God, that's what he's going to look like. He's going to make himself look like that. And the pitchfork and the horns, I don't think that's how it really works. But he waited till Jesus was out there for 40 days and 40 nights. Then he came to him when Jesus was hungry. Well, that's what he does with us, too. When we get tired and wore out, that's when the devil comes to us and wants to attack us. He doesn't do it when we're all doing really good. And another thing, you know, he says Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And he says, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. A lot of people, and you don't see it so much nowadays, but in the old days especially, people fasted. It's giving something up for God. I've heard people say they fast by, I'm not doing TV for a month. I won't do that. That's their fast. Now, when they talked about fasting in the old days, it was typically food. They decided, I'm not going to eat for this period of time because I'm going to use that time to really get close to God. And so what's the devil do? He's going to wait. And when you're good and tired, that's when he comes and attacks. Have you ever noticed when you really start trying to get close to God, the devil seems to show up more? The main reason he does that is he doesn't want you to get close to God. He wants to keep you as far away from God as possible. Because the more messed up he can make you, the less effective you'll be. But let's just see how this goes, see. So we know he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Now he's hungry, so here comes the devil. He says, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Now, for Jesus, that probably would have been a pretty small thing. You know, hey, just tell these stones to turn into bread. You can eat, man. You'll be feeling good. Well, Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Well, devil figures, that didn't work. Let's try the next one. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. Now, if you paid attention, there's one thing you'll notice. Every time the devil came at Jesus, the way he answered is, it is written. He starts with, it is written. The second one, it is also written. On the third one, for it is written. The Bible is the Word of God. That's what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about the Bible. Now, when he was here, the New Testament hadn't been written, so you know, he was talking about the Old Testament, but he was talking about the Word of God. He was using that as a weapon against the devil. When we get attacked, and the devil wants to mislead us and stuff, we can quote Scripture back at him and say, hey, the Bible says this. That leaves him defenseless. I mean, You can sit there. If you don't know what the Bible says, obviously you can't say anything back to them. So what should you do? And the ones of you that know me a lot hear me kind of harp on this a little bit. But we need to know the Word of God. We need to know what the Bible says. That way when the devil shows up and does this stuff, we can say, it is written. And quote whichever applies to that situation. And the last verse that I read there, it says, let me get on the right side of the page. Then the devil left him and the angels came and attended him. When the devil figured out that it was useless to attack Jesus, that Jesus wasn't going to fall for what he was trying to do, he left. And he will do the same thing for us. If we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And that's what we got to do. We can't give in to them. So what's the whole point of our message this morning? Well, Jesus was tempted, and we will be tempted. That's normal. Jesus fought back against the temptations by quoting Scripture. That's what we should do. We should fight back by quoting Scripture. And the thing you got to watch is the devil is so smart. Like, if you look at the Garden of Eden, you know, when he was talking to Eve, you know, he used Scripture. And he's like, you know, did God really say this? He'll get you to question what God said. You know, does the Bible really say this? And it's not always the devil. Sometimes it's our own mind doing it, going, well, I don't know. Did the Bible really say this? That's why we have to be so sure that the Bible's the Word of God. Because if we're sure of it, then we won't question it. But, I mean, it's normal. I mean, we should question stuff. Somebody comes up and gives you this big old long story. Why would you just run with it? You got to believe it in order to run with it. And that's how the Bible is. You need to understand that it truly is. The only way you'll figure that out is by studying it. And you can't just go to a 15-minute sermon on Sunday morning and think that's going to do it. It's not enough. People need to spend more time than that in their Bible. Me personally, I got to be in it quite a bit. If I don't do my daily devotionals, I end up finding myself doing things that I'd rather not do. That's just the way it is. If we don't stay plugged in, we start drifting. And I've used this little rowboat analogy where if you got a boat tied to a dock, a little boat, you're sitting in the boat and you're tied to the dock, everything is good. If you untie it, even so you're not doing anything, after a little while it starts drifting around. Next thing you know, it's out in the middle of the pond and you're going, wow, how did I get out here? That's how it is with our walk with Christ. You know, we stay all plugged in and we're all doing good. We're going to church and we're reading the Bible and everything is great. And then, you know, we start feeling really good. We can really tell the Holy Spirit's there, but we're just having a great time. Well, if I'm doing so good, maybe tomorrow I'll skip. And then the next day we skip again. And the next day, you know, we just slowly start not getting back into the Word like we were and that kind of stuff. And we drift. And next thing you know, we're out there going, wow, how did I get out here? I need to get back to God. And that's the awesome part about the God we serve. We're allowed U-turns. It doesn't matter how far out we go, we can come right back. All it takes is, God, I'm sorry. I want to be back where I belong. Help me get there. Plug back in and you get right back to where you are. So why do I talk about the Bible so much? Because it's a tool. The Bible's our tool for living the way God wants us to live. And we got to use the tools we're given. Without them, we will not be victorious. It's just not possible. And, you know, another way to put it is, and you've heard me teach on this, I think it was just a few weeks ago. It wasn't all that long ago. We have to renew our mind. You know, it's like the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. If we sit in front of the TV all the time watching a bunch of garbage stuff, that's what we're going to think about. If we sit in front of the TV and watch good stuff, more likely we're going to watch good stuff. And we need to just focus ourselves and look the right direction. And with that, I'd like to close. Let's pray. Dear Father God, we just love you. We thank you for everything you do. We thank you for Jesus, that he came here as an example to show us how to live. We thank you for allowing us U-turns for when we mess up. It's just awesome that you would do that. So, Father, this morning, if there's anyone here that needs to get back closer to you, I ask that you would just knock on their heart and just draw them to you. Show them that they did not stray too far. That way they can have that security when they go to bed at night, knowing if they didn't wake up tomorrow, it'd all be good. We thank you ever so much, Father. And, Lord, as we get ready to go racing and riding this morning, I ask that you'd watch over us, protect us. Let us have a wonderful day and just keep us safe. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.